The following is a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. High school basketball is on the air.
Here's Sheehy for three. His shot is up there, and he buries that one. Alex Sheehy from the top of the key throws down his third three-pointer of the ball game.
We begin each game day with In the Paint as we preview tonight's matchup.
42-41, driving the ball toward the hole. There's a shot by Kierkegaard, no good. Rebound, Brown goes back up, and the shot is...
Here's KHS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good evening and welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS on the road with Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. They journey to Grand Island to take on the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. Spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia girls coach John Kyle and coach, boy, just an amazing week. You're getting ready to head out on Northwest Minden. And you've got, Connie Catholic and Friends, three out of the four teams undefeated. It's going to be a tough week for you.
Yeah, it's a lot like last year, and it's going to be a tough week, and even next week will be, you know, tough with addition of Friend on the schedule, but it's something the girls went through last year, and I think that could serve us well this year. They understand what level of basketball you got to play, and that's what we're going to try to do.
Lost all three of these games a year ago, like I said. Can you learn anything, take anything from last year, maybe help you through this little stretch here?
Well, I think last year it exposed some of our weaknesses, and we learned from that, and that's what, you know, what you try to do is you try to put some good competition on your schedule and somebody that's going to challenge you and expose your weaknesses so you can understand what you try to improve throughout the rest of the season. And that's what, you know, that's what we have on our hands today. Northwest is going to give us a lot of height, and they're really long. They play good defense, and I think we're going to learn things from the game tonight.
This many games and this many quality teams back-to-back-to-back, how do you prepare for a week like this?
Well, I think, we've been prepared through the season. We've played some good teams and good competition throughout the season. We haven't had them this many back-to-back-to-back. But, you know, we have a day in between, so we can have a walkthrough and watch some film, so it's not like our holiday tournament. I thought our holiday tournament was really tough because we played Beatrice, who gave us all kinds of trouble, and they really pressured us on defense and played well. And then not even 24 hours, we had to turn around and play Norfolk Catholic. We didn't have much time to prepare for that. So, you know, it's a little different this week. We have three good opponents, but we have a day in between, so hopefully that'll help.
Season going pretty well so far, 9-0. Obviously, I'll be happy with where you're at right now.
Yeah, and I think it's where we hope to be, of course. And I think we've had, like I said, some good challenging opponents. Even this year, Bishop Newman played us really tough, and our holiday tournament was good. And St. Paul came into our gym undefeated, and we popped them pretty good. And so, you know, we're sitting in a good spot. This week's going to be tough. There's no doubt about that. The girls know that. I think they'll be up for the challenge. But at the same time, like I told you earlier, it's not going to make our season if we win them all. It's not going to break our season if we lose them all. We want to learn something from that and improve.
Coming off of a win over Lincoln Christian the other day, 38-20, maybe not your A number one game, but you got another with an 18-point win.
An 18-point win, and you know, it's hard to come away from an 18-point win and be negative about it. We held them to 20 points. Our defense played really exceptionally well, and I think our offense, we missed some shots here and there and had a few turnovers we shouldn't have had, but that's going to happen from time to time. And I think 18-point win against them, their schedule is pretty tough. They played Crete. They played some good teams and put up quite a few points against those teams. And so, you know, we don't want to be completely negative about that. We want to take the positives from that and move forward.
That was your lowest output offensively this season, and I think a game we had no three-pointers. Is that a concern now coming off of that, coming into this stretch here?
Well, it's always a concern, but I think the girls, you know, wouldn't admit it, but they were looking on the horizon a little bit, looking to the future. You looked at Christian's record. They were 2-8 coming into our gym, and you know, you look at that, and it's real deceptive. I said they're the best 2-8 team in the state, and they gave us a little tussle there early on, and when we took care of the ball and made some of our shots, we pulled away.
Lara Hamburger scored 14 of those points for you, and she's having a great year, averaging 17 points per ball game. Just talk about what she has gotten done so far this year.
Well, Claire really is looking to score this year. Last year she was a sophomore and a little tentative as far as how many times she should shoot, but every time she's catching it, she's looking at the basket, and that's what you need from your leading scorers, and she does it real well. She can shoot from the perimeter well. She drives the ball well. She handles the ball and does a lot of things offensively for us, and she plays pretty darn good defense too. So she does a lot for our team, and I think her and Shandra and Morgan are carrying the load, and I think they're capable of doing that even this week. I think they're going to have some good games.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Grand Island Northwest as our pregame show continues after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
With Hastings St. Cecilia head coach John Kyle, his Hawkettes on the road tonight in Grand Island to take on Grand Island Northwest, a team that won the state championship a year ago, and it looks like they're loaded again this year, 10-1 on the season.
Yeah, you know, they've got a really solid team. I think Norris knocked them off early in the season, and they've been playing some good ball ever since. They just beat York, who was has a real good team, and so they're playing some good quality solid ball, and I could expect them, you know, to be playing for the Class B title again at the end of the year. So, you know, we got our hands full. It's going to be a challenge, and they have five good players who returned from that state championship who've got a lot of experience, and so that's going to be good for them and something we're going to have to contend with.
And maybe the best player, Mackenzie Brown, averaging about 20 points per ball game. Talk about her. What have you seen from her?
She finds a lot of ways to score, and that's what we notice from the film. If she's not shooting the ball extremely well from the perimeter, she drives, gets to the foul line, or gets layups, and she finds ways to get 20 points a game. And I think a lot of players have to do that when they're scoring 20 points a game, because you're not going to shoot well night in and night out from the perimeter, and you got to find other ways to score. And she does a lot for their offense. You know, she passes it very well, and she's got some good teammates who are good shooters on the perimeter, and some post players inside who are good. And so, you know, they're just a very good team.
How can I stop her? How do we slow her down?
Well, it's not only her, but the Plocky girl and the Sorehand girl. They can also put up some points, and so it's going to be a team effort. You can't stop any one of them. Yeah, I think the one of our main focuses has to be on rebounding the ball when they miss, and we can't give them second and third shots because they're just going to make you pay, and that's one area we've talked about all year. One thing we have to do a good job tonight.
How do we attack this team offensively? What can we do tonight?
Well, we've been working on some new things, a couple of things on offense that hopefully will, if we can be patient, we'll get some good shots out of. And I think that's really what it comes down to. Against Beatrice, we made a lot of shots. We scored 68 points on them, and they played pretty good defense. And so we're capable of doing that. If we don't make shots, it's going to be tough. If we are making those, you know, those open shots when we get them, we'll be right in the game.
Okay,
thanks, Mike.
John Kyle, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around, starting lineups, play-by-play description coming up next. St. Cecilia and Grand Island Northwest tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Stay tuned. The tip-off is straight ahead.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
The high school basketball season continues as the Hastings St. Cecilia girls begin the most grueling stretch of their schedule when they hit the road to play Grand Island Northwest tonight. Pre-game show begins at 5:45 right here on 1230 KHAS. Then on Thursday, St. Cecilia will play host to undefeated Minden on our sister station, the Breeze 94.5. Pre-game show set for 5:45. Then on Friday, we head back to Grand Island Northwest on 1230 KHAS as the Adams Central Patriots will take their shot at the Vikings. Tune in or stream online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Tonight marks the beginning of what is a very difficult stretch for the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. The Hawkettes are undefeated on the season, but their next four opponents have a combined record of 45-1. On the boys' side of things, the Blue Hawks are flying high, riding on the wings of a four-game winning streak.
Tino down in the corner to Zach Kitten. He puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, now to Asher, right side of the lane. Bounce pass to Thomas Scope. Entry pass to Kitten, left side of the lane, back to Sheehy. Comes across the top to Alex Tino, near sideline. Asher shot the three, good.
Both the Blue Hawks and the Hawkettes look to continue their winning ways. Standing in their way, Class B, Grand Island Northwest. It's the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks, the Grand Island Northwest Vikings, and it's on 1230 KHAS. High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Now, live from Grand Island, here's KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're in Grand Island at Rosencrantz Gym at Northwest High School. It's Hastings St. Cecilia taking on Grand Island Northwest tonight. Girls boys basketball doubleheader in the girls game. Good matchup here tonight. The Hawkettes undefeated on the season. They are 9-0, ranked number 3 in Class C2. Grand Island Northwest, the defending state champions in Class B. They're ranked number 2 this year. Their record is sitting at 10 wins and 1 loss on the season. We got the boys game coming up at about 7:45 here tonight. Right down the playing and the singing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
What so proudly we hailed at the twilight last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
The singing of the national anthem here at Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island, just minutes away from the tip-off of the girls' ball game tonight. As you heard just a few minutes ago, Hastings St. Cecilia embarking on a tour. The next four teams being 45-1. That's our opposition. Northwest is 10-1 of the season. St. Cecilia will play Minden on Thursday night. They are undefeated. Kearney Catholic undefeated on Saturday. Then they'll take on Friend next Thursday night on the road. They're also undefeated. St. Cecilia lost all three of these games last year, losing to Northwest Minden and Kearney Catholic Friend is a new team on the schedule this year. Last year, the Hawkettes lost to Northwest 45-37. They lost to Minden 46-35. They lost to Kearney Catholic 49-31. Then they ran their table the rest of the way, won the Centennial Conference Championship, and then he went on all the way to the state tournament and got to the finals before losing. So St. Cecilia learning a little bit last year during this little stretch, and they're looking to do some better things here tonight. We'll get to the starting lineups here in just a couple of minutes as the Grand Island Northwest Vikings now being introduced in front of the hometown fans here at the Rosencrantz Gym here tonight. And we'll get to the starting lineups for Grand Island Northwest. It's Katie Plonke, a 6-foot senior. Aaron Sorahan, 5'6" and a senior. Mackenzie Brown, their leading scorer, 5'10" and senior. Hannah Rathke, a 5'5" and senior. And Kennedy Kieser, a 5'9" and senior, going for the Vikings here tonight. Their head coach is Mike Herzberg. The starting lineup for Hastings St. Cecilia, the same as it has been. Little Sheehy, 5'10" and a sophomore. Claire Hamburger, 5'9" and a junior. Chandra Farmer, a 5'3" and sophomore. Carly Wright, a 5'8" and junior. And Morgan Nicola, a 6-foot senior. Starting lineups tonight brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. St. Cecilia 9-0 in the season. Grand Island Northwest 10-1. Their only loss was their second game of the season when they were tripped up by Norris 56-47. Ball is in the air, and Grand Island Northwest controls the opening tip. The Vikings going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed lettered in the gold and the yellow. There's an entry pass to get it inside to Kieser, and she's going to be called for the traveling violation. Traveling violation on Kennedy Kieser to get things started here. And Hastings St. Cecilia on the ball for the first time here tonight. Grand Island Northwest will apply some pressure here in backcourt. There's a feed to the far sideline to Claire Hamburger. St. Cecilia has the ball in her offensive zone for the first time here tonight. Hamburger has got it. Comes over here in the near sideline. Sheehy has got the ball out on top. Nicola
Nicola goes on the right side to Carly Wright. Northwest is in a man-to-man defense. Wright will draw Brown defensively. There's a shot put up there. It's going to be no good. Defensive rebound by Hannah Rathke. Down the near sideline to Sorahan. Sorahan cross-court pass goes over there to Mackenzie Brown. Her shot for three is going to be no good. The ball tapped out. Picked up by Plocky in the corner. Entry pass again. They get it down to a Brown underneath the basket. Her shot's going to be no good. A little bit too far underneath the hoop that time for a good look. St. Cecilia with a rebound. Long pass down the floor. There's a driving layup by Farmer. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Brown. Brown runs her back the other way for Northwest. Down in the corner to Rathke. Entry pass to get it to Keiser. From the free throw line, her shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Claire Hamburger. Now he's seeing St. Cecilia. No scoring here in the ballgame. 6:51 to play in the first quarter. The St. Cecilia Hawkins and the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest here tonight. Farmer with the ball out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass goes to Nicola, down to the near sideline. That's going to be Carly Wright with the ball. There's a pass back out to the top of the key. Claire Hamburger has got it. That is Sheehy. They drop it down low. They get it down there to Carly Wright. Back outside to Hamburger. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Stomps on the baseline. Comes out to Wright. Now top of the circle again. With the basketball there is Morgan Nicola. Dribble penetration down to right on the baseline. She drives the baseline. Here's a pass. It's going to be kicked, and it's going to be out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. That was Brown getting her hands on it. Mackenzie Brown for Grand Island Northwest. It'll be St. Cecilia playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Claire Hamburger gets it into the little Sheehy. Sheehy back outside the ring down to Chandra Farmer. Lobs it inside to Hamburger. She gets it out here, top of the circle to Carly Wright. Carly Wright gets it away to Claire Hamburger, drives it into the lane. Her shot is up there, no good. Ball tapped around. It's going to be picked up out here by Farmer. She drives it down the right side of the lane, and contact made, foul called. A foul is going to be called here on Grand Island Northwest. We played 2 minutes here in this one. No score. Keiser picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your first and the first team foul on the Vikings. Non-shooting situation will be Grand Island Northwest staying here on defense. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball from underneath their own basket to get around underneath the hold. Sheehy, her shot's going to be blocked down. Picked up by Northwest. Long pass down to Florida. Sorahan shot good. So to get the block on Sheehy's attempted field goal. And on the transition, Sorahan gets the driving layup. 2-0 is the score. Grand Island Northwest has got the lead with 5:47 to play here in the first quarter. Here's Sheehy with the ball out on the baseline on the right side. Bounce pass goes out to the far sideline to Farmer. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Farmer hands it away to Claire Hamburger. Out of the near side on the wing is going to be Carly Wright. Ball high above her head. Now to Nicola. Top of the key. Three-pointer is up there. Rims off. No good. Rebound is loose. It goes to the corner. It's picked up by Plocky. And she is hit on the play here in backcourt. Claire Hamburger picks up the personal foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be your first. Team foul number one on St. Cecilia. Hawkins are trailing here in the ball game. We played about 2.5 minutes in this one. Grand Island Northwest with the lead on a score of 2-0. The Vikings can put some points on the scoreboard. They average 61.5 points per ball game, give up only 35.3 on the defensive end. There's Mackenzie Brown, top of the key, three-pointer. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Keiser. Keeps it alive here for the Vikings. Off to Plocky now. Down in the corner. Plocky has got it. Down to Brown. Her shot for three, good. Mackenzie Brown, right close to 20 points per ball game offensively here for Grand Island Northwest, and it's a 5-0 ball game as Mackenzie Brown nails a three ball from deep in the left corner. Here's Sheehy with the ball now for St. Cecilia. Comes outside the ring to Chandra Farmer. Out of Hamburger, left sideline down to Lil Sheehy. They work it back around the three-point arc. That's Farmer with the ball down low. Sheehy puts up a shot, no good. Sheehy grabs the rebound, and she's out of bounds. So a rough start here for Hastings St. Cecilia. They did not play very well the other night. On Saturday, they beat Lincoln Christian by the score of 38-20. Did not hit a three-pointer in that particular ball game. And really shot very poorly from the field and are off to a very similar start here tonight. 5-0, Northwest has got to lead. Brown for three. Her shot's going to be up there, partially deflected. Ball is saved there by Sorahan, but right in the hands of Claire Hamburger of St. Cecilia. So the Hawkins come back with a basketball, 4:15 to play here in the first quarter. 5-0 is the score. The Hawkins trailing here in the contest. Claire Hamburger goes over to Nicola, drives it toward the goal. A shot is up there, short, no good. Ball is tapped to the corner, is picked up there by Farmer. Farmer drives the baseline, out to Nicola, top of the key. Now left side to Claire Hamburger, drives the ball inside. That shot is around the rim and down. Claire Hamburger hits the first field goal for St. Cecilia. It occurs at the 3:54 mark of this first quarter. 5-2 is the score, Northwest with the lead. There's a Plocky with the ball. Plocky out here in the three-point territory. The sore hand out of Rathke. Entry pass to get it inside again to Keiser. Shot is up there and in. Kennedy Keiser scoring there. She averages about 8 points per ball game. Northwest is out on top by a score of 7-2 here in the first quarter at the Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island tonight. Clara Hamburger with the ball. She comes across the top. That's Farmer. Farmer holds it against this man-to-man defense for Northwest. Sheehy has got it. Now to Hamburger. She drives it again toward the goal. This handles the ball. Now picks it back up. Goes up the shot. She's going to be fouling the play. Personal foul is going to be called here on Sorahan of Northwest. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on the Vikings. Going to the free throw line for Hastings St. Cecilia will be Clara Hamburger. Hamburger with a field goal and 2 points already tonight. Now she adds a free throw as his first one is down through the hole. Hamburger is a 72% foul shooter on the season. Shelby Shocker coming into the ball game now for Grand Island Northwest. Coming in for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be Bonnie Schwinka. To the free throw line for the Hawkins will be Claire Hamburger for her second shot. It's up there, and the shot is in and out, no good. Rebound is loose on the baseline. It's finally picked up here by Brown. Mackenzie Brown runs her back the other way. Right down the lane, she goes to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball swatted around. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. So Mackenzie Brown took it the length of the floor there, went right down the lane and couldn't score. And St. Cecilia will play things in. Aaron Schleicher coming to the ball game now for Grand Island Northwest. We're approaching the 3 minute mark here in the first half. Our first quarter of play, 7-3 is the score. St. Cecilia trailing here in the contest. Wright's pass nearly intercepted. Farmer grabs it on the far sideline. Farmer on the wing. Now fires up a three ball. A shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Plocky. Outlet pass to get the ball to Mackenzie Brown. Brown, nice pass. There's a driving layup. No good. And a foul is called. Schleicher going for the hole there for Grand Island Northwest. Missed the shot, but she's fouled into play. Personal foul is going to be whistled on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Morgan Nicola. It's going to be her first team foul number two on the Hawkettes. And going to the free throw line is going to be Schleicher for Grand Island Northwest. Erin Schleicher. She will toe the mark here for the Vikings. Her shot is up there. The shot is off the back iron, straight into the air and down through the hole. Erin Schleicher converts there for Grand Island Northwest. Schleicher, a 5'10" is junior. 8-3 is the score. Northwest out on top of the undefeated St. Cecilia Hawkins here tonight. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good as that one rattles off, and the rebound comes down to Morgan Nicola. So a 5-point lead here for the Hawkins. Or rather, 5-point lead for the Vikings over the Hawkins. 8-3 is the score. Here's a Claire Hamburger. She forces a pass. It's going to be intercepted. Plonky has got it on the first turnover of the ball game for the Hawkins. Here's Schleicher. Shot is up there. Does not draw iron. Rebounded underneath the hole here by Chandra Farmer. Farmer runs her back the other way. 2-on-3, does not have the numbers. Instead goes down to Hamburger for three. Shot good. Claire Hamburger knocks down a three-pointer from the deep right corner. A big bucket there. St. Cecilia back to within 2 points. 8-6 is the score. 2:10 to play. Here's a shot by Brown. It's up there no good. Farmer with a rebound. Chandra Farmer brings it back on the dribble now for the Hawkettes. Bounce pass to the far sideline to Nicola. Leaves it down on the baseline. That's going to be Carly Wright. Back out on top. Up now, that's a Schwinka with the ball over to Farmer. There's the right side of the circle here. Farmer dribbles once, comes over to Carly Wright. Two-handed pass back out on top to Claire Hamburger to the Nicola for three. He shot it up there right down through the hole. Morgan Nicola scores. The Hawkins on back-to-back trays have got the lead. 9-8 is the score now with 1:40 to play. Here in the first quarter from the Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island. So St. Cecilia fell behind by 5 points early. Hawks now have the lead. Brown goes for the hole down the left sideline. Her shot is no good. Rebound Schleicher out to Brown. Her shot is going to be short. No good. Rebound is loose. It finally goes out of bounds. St. Cecilia ball. So St. Cecilia with no offense in the first couple of trips down the floor. All of a sudden getting a couple of three balls there. One from Claire Hamburger and one from Morgan Nicola. And bam, just like that, St. Cecilia has got the lead. It's the Hawkins 9 and Grand Island Northwest 8. Here comes Chandra Farmer back with the ball now. Waist-high dribble, left-handed dribble as she brings it across the 10-second line. Comes over here to Claire Hamburger, deep in the corner. Nicola drives the baseline, puts up a shot. Good. Morgan Nicola scores a 3-2 here in the first quarter for Morgan Nicola, and St. Cecilia's got the lead. 11-8 is the score. St. Cecilia is on an 8-0 run here in this first quarter of play. There's a Schleicher with the ball. Schleicher to Rathke. Back to Schleicher over there. Schleicher will now give her up, gets it to their playmaker, Mackenzie Brown. We got 47 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Mackenzie Brown driving the ball against Hamburger. Now a lob pass down in the corner to get it to Plocky. And now she is talking to being out of bounds as she tried to hand the ball away to Rathke down there in the confines of the left corner. So a turnover on Grand Island Northwest. That's going to be the second turnover on the Vikings.
Sorahan comes back into the ball game now for GI Northwest. We're down to 38 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 11-8 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over the defending Class B state champs here in Grand Island Northwest. Farmer has got it. Now over there to Claire Hamburger. She puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the center of the court now. There's a long pass to Morgan Nicola. Back outside to Sandra Farmer. We're down to 18 seconds to play. St. Cecilia will go for the final shot here of this first quarter. Farmer dribbling a ball. Now with 12 seconds to go. Here's Morgan Nicola, left side of the circle. Nicola goes the other way to Hamburger, and she's going to be called for the steps. Hamburger had it on the wing, was going to drive it to the hole, and she's called for the traveling violation. Second turnover on GI Northwest here in the first, or second turnover on Hastings St. Cecilia here in the first quarter. End of the ball game now for Northwest will be Mackenzie Brown. And she's got the ball now with 5 seconds across the timeline. Mackenzie Brown stops and pops from the elbow on the right side. Her shot no good. Tip try is up and in. A tip try up and in by Erin Sorahan. She just got her hands on it there. And it went right down through the hole at the buzzer for Grand Island Northwest. That pulls the Vikings within 1 point here at the break. One quarter in the books. Girls High School basketball tonight. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 11, Grand Island Northwest 10.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Barinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, Division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Rosencrantz Gym at Grand Island Northwest tonight. The Vikings are within 1 point of Hastings St. Cecilia. 11-10 is the score. Hawkins will have the opening possession of the second quarter. There's a pass that's going to be deflected, and it's going to be brought down by Brown. A turnover on St. Cecilia. Brown gets the ball to Plocky, now to Rapke. There's Mackenzie Brown with the ball again, left side of the circle. Dribbling with the ball there against Hamburger. There's a feed over to Plocky. Dribbles to the free throw line, puts up a shot good. Katie Plocky scoring there. Not much defense on St. Cecilia's part. Plocky hits the easy field goal. And the Northwest Vikings are back out on top by a score of 12-11. Hamburger driving the ball in the hole. Her shot's partially deflected, and the ball is brought down here by Plocky. Plocky gets the ball to Mackenzie Brown. Down the right sideline for the Vikings. Goes to the hole. Her shot is up there no good, and she's fouling the play. Mackenzie Brown is going to go to the free throw line now for the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. A personal foul is going to be called on Nicola. It's going to be her second. So two fouls now on Nicola. Three team fouls on Hastings St. Cecilia. To the free throw line will be Mackenzie Brown for the Vikings. And her shot is up there and in. Mackenzie Brown already with 4 points in the ball game. Here comes Carly Wright back into the contest now for Hastings St. Cecilia. Maddie Schwenka will go to the bench. The Hawkins dressed in their blue uniforms here tonight. Trim the letter to the white. Next shot by Mackenzie Brown is going to be up there at in. She's got 5 points. And now it's a 14-11 ball game in favor of the Vikings. So each team has had the lead here in this first half of play. There's Morgan Nicola with the ball over here to Sheehy. Sheehy comes out to a Hamburger over in the far sideline to Carly Wright as she holds the ball. Out to Nicola, top of the key. Drives the ball down the lane. Nice dish down to Hamburger. Her shot is up there. No good. Battle for the rebound. Goes out of bounds. Last touchdown there by Katie Plocky of Northwest. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball, baseline right side, underneath their own basket. Hamburger holds it here for the Hawkettes. Looking, finally gets it inside to Sheehy. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouling the play. Now they're going to wave that one off. The basket does not count. We're going to have a personal foul called here on Hannah Rathke before the shots. So Rathke picks up her first. The basket does not count. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball again from the same spot. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it into Nicola, deep right corner. Shot for three is up there, no good. Rebound is going to be brought down here by Northwest, and now they battle for it down in the corner. It's going to be a personal foul going to be called down here. He got a little bit too close to Erin Sorahan and picks up the personal foul. First foul on Sheehy, team foul number 4 on the Hawkins here in this first half of play. 14-11 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing here in girls high school basketball. Got the boys game coming up next. There's a sore hand with the ball. Now they get it to Keezer. There's a pass down to Keezer. The ball's going to be tipped away. Keezer misses the shot, but she gets her own rebound back. Sorahan's got it. Now to Rathke. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. That's Hamburger with the ball for the Hawkettes. Hamburger will bring things back now for St. Cecilia in their offensive zone. Sheehy has got it. Sheehy now to Hamburger. Comes to the near sideline. Carly Wright holds it here. Free throw line extended. Out to Nicola. Entry pass down low to Hamburger. Shot no good, but she's hacked to the arm. And Hamburger will go to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. The personal foul is going to be called here on Mackenzie Brown of Northwest. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul. Team foul number four on Grand Island Northwest here in this first half of play. The free throw line will be Hamburger. Her shot is up there and in. Hamburger now two out of three from the free throw line today. She's got 7 points in the ball game. She's got 7 out of the 12 for the Hawkettes. Morgan Nicholas got the other 5 on a 3 and a 2. Hamburger's next shot is going to be up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Ball tapped out, and it's going to be retrieved by Carly Wright. An offensive board. Carly Wright gets the ball away to Hamburger. Dribble penetration out to Farmer now. Farmer top of the key. Drives it down the lane. Sidesteps the defender. Throws up a shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Brown. Long baseball pass down to 4. Plocky can't catch up with it. It goes out of bounds. So Northwest trying to catch the St. Cecilia defense asleep there. Goes a long baseball pass down to 4. And now Mike Herzberg wants to call a timeout as the Vikings commit their third turnover here in this first half of play. We've got a timeout. 5 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Grand Island Northwest 14, St. Cecilia 12.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Northwest out to an early 5-point lead. St. Cecilia came back to grab a 3-point advantage. Now the Hawkettes are down by 2 points, but they have the basketball. 14-12 is the score. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Sheehy. Just to the right of the circle. Sheehy being hawked out here by Rathke. Finally gets the ball away to Farmer. Backs out beyond the 3-point circle. Comes across the top now. As St. Cecilia works with the ball, there's a pass that's going to be wide of the target and out of bounds. That was Lucy Skoke that was into the ball game for St. Cecilia. Threw a pass that was off of the mark and out of bounds. Turnover number 4. On St. Cecilia here in the ballgame. So it's a 14-12 ball game. Grand Island Northwest has got the lead. Vikings have the ball. Brown goes over there on the wing on the right side. That's going to be a sore hand. Moves it down in the corner to Plocky. Now back inside. There's a shot up and in by Keezer. Kennedy Keezer scoring there. Nice pass. Keezer lays it in. It's now a 16-12 ball game in favor of Grand Island Northwest. Man-to-man defense for the Vikings on the opposite end. As St. Cecilia goes to work here. Here's Farmer with the ball just on the left side of the circle. Now drives it inside the free throw line. Her shot is not going to be, well, they're going to go out instead to Skoke. Skoke now out to a Hamburger at the top of the key. Over to Sheehy. Free throw line extended right side. Sheehy holds the ball. Good defense again by Rathke. Sheehy dribbling here and finally gets rid of it. Here's a Hamburger out here in 3-point territory. 4:37 to play here in the second quarter. 16-12 was the score. Skoke down in the corner to Chandra Farmer. Farmer drives behind a Skoke screen, takes it in the lane. Her little 7-footer is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Keezer. Keezer has got the ball now to Mackenzie Brown as she hustles into the forecourt. Now to Plocky. Her long-range jumper for 3 is up there, no good. Rebound is tipped away from Sorahan. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Northwest basketball. Here comes Nicola back into the ball game for St. Cecilia. Maddie Schwinka comes back in. Farmer will come to the bench, and Skoke will come to the bench. 4:15 to play. 16-12, St. Cecilia trailing by 4. There's Katie Plocky with the ball at the free throw circle. Kicks it out here to Sorahan for 3. Her shot's way off the mark. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot good. Kennedy Keezer got the offensive board and the put back. She's got 6 points in the ball game. And Grand Island Northwest is out to an 18-12 lead now over St. Cecilia here in the second quarter. Morgan Nicola, free throw line extended right side. Cross-court pass comes over here to right. Takes the ball to the free throw line. Can't put up a shot. Comes back out here with the basketball. It's going to be Nicola. Nicola now to Claire Hamburger. Drilled him in left to right across the top of the key. Back to Nicola. Shot for three. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot good. Valerie Wright gets the offensive board and a put back. That's her first field goal. 18-14 now. St. Cecilia down by 4 points, but Northwest has the ball. Here come the Vikings. Rathke has got it. Goes over to Katie Plocky. Plocky drives it inside the free throw circle. Hands it away now. The sore hand to Brown. Her shot for three. No good. Ball picked up on a hop in the lane here by St. Cecilia. Here comes Carly Wright back the other way. She has it tipped away from behind. A turnover on the Hawkins. That's their fifth of the ball game. And now Brown throws the ball out of bounds, coming back the other way, trying to get it down there to Katie Plocky. Four turnovers now on the Grand Island Northwest. Five on Hastings St. Cecilia. Shelby Shocker comes back into the ball game now for Grand Island Northwest. 3:10 left here in the first half. Northwest out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia in girls high school basketball. 18-14 is the score. Here's Claire Hamburger, hops between a couple of defenders, tries to dump the ball away. It's a tipped away. The scramble pursues, and now we've got a personal foul going to be called. It's going to go on Morgan Nicola as they battled for the loose ball down there after it was tipped away in the lane. And that's a big foul on Morgan Nicola. It's going to be her third. And John Kyle right now going to leave her in the ball game with 2:55 to play in the second quarter. So Morgan Nicola with three personal fouls. There's a nice pass down on the baseline. A shot is up and in by Katie Plocky, but it won't count. And a foul before the shot. Plocky cutting for the hole, and a personal foul is going to be held on Carly Wright. That's the first foul on Wright. Team foul number six in the Hawkettes. Non-shooting situation. Northwest will play it in from deep in the corner of the right side as they lob things in to Katie Plocky. Plocky down to Brown. McKenzie Brown around the screen. Now dribbles behind her back, throws it up on the left side of the lane. Her shot is up and in. McKenzie Brown now with 7 points in the ball game, and Northwest is out on top by the score of 20-14. 2.5 minutes to play in the second quarter. Here's Chandra Farmer with the ball. Now to Morgan Nicola. Morgan Nicola angles in, throws up a shot from 17. No good. Nicola with a rebound down to Hamburger. Shot good, and she fouled. Morgan Nicola got the offensive board. Little touch pass down to Claire Hamburger underneath the hole, and she scores. Hamburger now goes to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play. Hamburger's got 9 points in the ball game. Shocker picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your first. Fifth teamer on Grand Island Northwest. A shot from the free throw line by Hamburger is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to McKenzie Brown. So the Hawkins are back to within 4 points, 20-16. McKenzie Brown down the left side of the lane, out to Shocker on the far sideline. Dribbles it just to the left side of the lane. Hands it away now to Katie Plocky. Now to Brown. Her running one-hander in the lane is going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Schleicher has got it. Now we got jump ball is going to be called. A jump ball is going to be called as Schleicher lost her footing in the lane, and she was tied up on the play by Claire Hamburger. Here comes Kieser back into the ball game now for Northwest, replacing Aaron Schleicher. It's going to be Northwest inbounding the ball. Baseline left side and their own basket. McKenzie Brown gets it out here to Katie Plocky. Her shot from the elbow is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound is going to be a personal foul called here on Kieser. Kieser picks up the personal foul for Grand Island Northwest. That's going to be the team's sixth. Still no free throws here as Hastings St. Cecilia will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Minute and 52 seconds to play in the second period. St. Cecilia trailing the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest by the score at 20-16. Here's Morgan Nicola with the ball out here in three-point territory. Goes over to Claire Hamburger around the screen. Cuts it down the lane. A running one-hander is up there. It's going to be no good. In fact, does not draw iron. And the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Northwest basketball. High school basketball coming your way tonight here on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're at the Rosencrantz Gym and GI tonight. 20-16 the score. They go back door here. The ball tipped away from Plocky. A turnover on Northwest. St. Cecilia comes down with the ball. Here's Farmer. Pulls up with a three-point circle. Her shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound is loose. Being tapped around. Finally, it's going to be picked up by nobody. Now we got a foul call. Nicola had it, and then she lost it, and the foul is going to be called on Shelby Shocker of Grand Island Northwest. That is the second personal foul on Shocker. Team foul number 7 on Grand Island Northwest. So now Morgan Nicola goes to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia, 41-1. Only three players have scored tonight for St. Cecilia. Nicola's been one. You got 5 points in the ball game, making six as she cans her first free throw. She'll have one more shot here. Morgan Nicholas, 70% from the free throw line this season. She is now 17 out of 24. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 61% of their foul shots. Next shot is up there by Nicola. That one hits the front iron, the back iron, and falls off. No good. So it's a 20-17 ball game. Here comes Mackenzie Brown back with the ball. Gets it to a Shocker. Free throw line extended left side. Down to Aaron Sorr. Hand dumps it down low. Keyser grabs it. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Down for the rebound. Keyser grabs it. Follow shot, no good. Ball tapped down. It's going to be picked up by Shocker. Shocker keeps it in line for Grand Island Northwest. Dribbles to the right side. Out to Brown, top of the key, out of the elbow. Shot is up there. That's going to be an error ball. It's loose. It scrambles on. Keyser comes down with it. He tries to flip the ball out. Now we got a timeout call as Keyser gets the ball out to Katie Plocky, who is covered up on the play, but she had possession of it, and she will call the timeout down there. Grand Island Northwest calls the timeout, so second, third, fourth chances at the bucket on this possession. Northwest still has the ball. We've got a break with 43.5 seconds to play. In the second quarter, Grand Island Northwest 20, Hastings St. Cecilia 17. Going to Bowman, it's out for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three, and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS from Grand Island. Northwest down on top of Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 20-17. In the final stages of the second quarter, here's Plocky with the ball at the free throw line. Bounce pass goes to Sora, and she drives it. Her shot is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's loose, picked up by St. Cecilia. Hawkins finally get it here. There comes St. Cecilia back in their offensive zone. Here's Sandra Farmer. We're down to 25 seconds to play. We'll see what St. Cecilia likes to do here. They go over on the far side to right. Now to Sheehy. There's Claire Hamburger with the ball down in the corner to the Farmer. Farmer holds it over there against Sorahan. Now dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Down to 10 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Reagan Esch into the ball game. She's got the ball. Comes out to Hamburger. Not a little Sheehy. Not a Farmer. Farmer sends it down to Sheehy on the baseline. Sheehy puts up a shot. That's going to be good, but it will not count. Sheehy was trapped down there. And spins, puts up a shot, but it was after the buzzer. And that's the end of the first half of play. The Hawkins failed to convert in the final shot of this second quarter. So Grand Island Northwest has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia at halftime here in girls high school basketball. The score at halftime is Grand Island Northwest 20, Hastings St. Cecilia 17. You're listening to high school basketball tonight from 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drugstores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drugstore downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island Northwest High School tonight. Vikings have the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia in our girls matchup here tonight. The score at halftime is 20-17. Northwest scored the first 5 points of the basketball game here tonight. Also led by 5 at 7-2 and 8-3 before St. Cecilia had a couple of three-pointers. Go out on top by a score of 9-8 with a minute and 40 seconds to play in the first quarter. Hawkins led 11-8, and then Northwest hitting a field goal right at the end of the first quarter to make an 11-10 ball game after one. Northwest went ahead early in the second quarter of play. In fact, they come out and outscored St. Cecilia 8-1 after the end of the first quarter. The Vikings led by a score of 18-12. Vikings led 20-14, and right now 20-17 is a score at halftime as Hastings St. Cecilia is trailing Grand Island Northwest in girls high school basketball action here tonight. Get to the scoring in the ball game so far. Claire Hamburger is leading the way for St. Cecilia. Only three girls have scored for the Hawkettes so far in the first two quarters. Claire Hamburger has got 9 points in the ball game. She's knocked down a three-pointer, and she's got a couple of two-point field goals, and she is 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. Morgan Nicola has got 6 points. Nicola has got a 3 and a 2. She is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. The other only person to score for St. Cecilia was Carly Wright. She's got a field goal and 2 points. St. Cecilia is 3 out of 7 from the free throw line here in the first half of play. The Grand Island Northwest are being led by Mackenzie Brown. She has got 7 points. Brown has knocked down a three-pointer and a two-point field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Other scorers, Kennedy Keiser, she has got 3 field goals and 6 points for Northwest. Erin Sorahan has got 4 points and a couple of field goals. Katie Plonke has got a field goal for 2 points. And Erin Schleicher is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She has got 1 point. Grand Island Northwest, 3 of 4 from the free throw line here in the first half of play. So again, our scoring here at halftime is Grand Island Northwest out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia in girls high school basketball. The score is 20-17. We'll have more right after this.
Is your once upon a time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
At halftime tonight of our girls high school basketball game, Hastings St. Cecilia is trailing Grand Island Northwest here at the break by a score of 20-17. And Mackenzie Brown leading the way for Grand Island Northwest. She's got 7 points in the ball game. Claire Hamburger's got 9 for Hastings St. Cecilia. But the Hawkettes currently undefeated on the season at 9-0. They are trailing Grand Island Northwest tonight, once beaten in Class B. The Vikings have the lead here at the break by a score of 20-17. We got the boys' game coming up next. Hastings St. Cecilia is 8-3 on the boys' side of things, ranked number 6 this week, Class C2. In the Lincoln Journal Star Poll, Grand Island Northwest, they come in with a mark of 4 wins and 7 losses. We've got that game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. That just starts a busy week of high school and college sports on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. Also tonight, we are in Loup City as Shelton is playing Arcadia Loup City tonight. That game is airing on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR, the girls' game. At about halftime here, and the boys' game will tip off at 7:45. Shelton and Arcadia Loup City tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Tomorrow night we'll have college basketball back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Midland University going to be in town. The Warriors nationally ranked on the men's side of things, and also their women's team not too shabby either. They'll be in town to take on Hastings College, so a big doubleheader tomorrow night between the Warriors and the Broncos. That'll be at 5:45 for the pregame show, 6 o'clock for the women's ball game, 8 o'clock for the guys. We'll have the action here on 1230 KHIS. Thursday night, we're going to be back at Hastings St. Cecilia as the Blue Hawks and the Hawkettes will take on Minden. Minden, number 1 in Class C1 as far as girls basketball is concerned. So St. Cecilia with another tough test coming up on Thursday night. We'll have the action from the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia. Minden and St. Cecilia.
And the game will air on KLIQ 94.5 on Thursday, beginning with a pregame show at 5:45. Friday, right back here on 1230 KHS, and we'll be right back here at Grand Island Northwest. Adams Central is going to play Grand Island Northwest on Friday night with a pregame show at 5:45. Then Hastings College basketball again on the Saturday. Morningside going to be in town to take on Hastings, beginning with a pregame show at about 1:45. So plenty of sports activity coming up. Grand Island Northwest going to play all three Hastings schools this year. Got St. Cecilia tonight. They've got Adams Central on Friday night, and then a week or so they'll take on Hastings High. Tigers will have a home date with Grand Island Northwest, so the Vikings are going to be a pretty common opponent for us here in the next few weeks as all three schools will square off against these Vikings, both girls and boys competition against the Hastings teams. 20-17 is our score here at halftime. We got the second half coming up. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing GI Northwest in girls play. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holston for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island tonight. High school basketball from 1230 KHAS. Grand Island Northwest with a lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. 20-17 is our score. St. Cecilia led 11-10 at the end of the first quarter here tonight. So let's see what John Kyle and the Hawkins have in store here for half number two. St. Cecilia is led by as many as, 3 points in this ball game tonight. Biggest lead for Grand Island Northwest was at 6 points. That was at 18-12. And now they come back out for the second half here. It'll be St. Cecilia getting the ball first. They'll shoot to our basket to our right here in this second half of play as we view it from the side court here at the Rosencrantz Gym. Only three girls have scored there for St. Cecilia. There's Farmer driving into the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Keyser with a rebound. One shot and done as the Hawkins continue to be hammered on the boards here by Grand Island Northwest. Mackenzie Brown has got it now to Aaron Sorahan. Across the 10-second line, Sorahan moves it over on the wing. There's an entry pass down low to Keyser. She shoves off and an offensive foul is going to be called. Kennedy Keyser put a little shoulder into the stomach of Claire Hamburger and picks up the personal foul. Third personal foul on Keyser. That's going to be team foul number one on Grand Island Northwest. A turnover officially on the Vikings. They're sixth of the ball game. St. Cecilia can tie things up with a three-pointer. Here's Nicola, 4-3. Her shot's up there, no good. Rebound is going to be loose. It's picked up here by St. Cecilia. Hamburger's got the ball, moves it down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper by Farmer up and in, and we're tied. Sandra Farmer gets it after St. Cecilia grabs the offensive board. We're tied up at 20 points apiece now in the third quarter. Here's Brown for three. Her shot, no good. Keyser with a rebound for the Vikings. Comes out here to Rathke, left side of the lane. Rathke dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Finally gets rid of it. Sorahan has got the ball. Sorahan hands it back to Brown. Entry pass down low to Keyser. Now to Brown going for the hole. Her shot is up there and in. Mackenzie Brown scores as he goes to the hole there for Grand Island Northwest. The assist goes to Kennedy Keyser. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted by Keyser on the defensive end for the Vikings. She gets it back to Brown. Brown pulls up at the top of the three-point arc, throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Morgan Nicola. Out of pass to the far sideline. That's Farmer with the ball. Farmer brings it into the offensive zone. 22-20 is the score. Farmer for three. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Katie Plocky. Plocky now to Brown as she runs her back the other way. Left-handed dribble for the Vikings. Down the lane and running one-hander is up there, no good. Offensive rebound, foul called. Keiser got the board there for the Vikings, and she is fouled in the play. The personal is going to be whistled here on St. Cecilia's little Sheehy. That's going to be her second. Team foul number one on St. Cecilia here in the second half of play. Going to the free throw line will be Kennedy Keiser. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Keiser averaging 8 points per ball game this year. She's now got 7 here in this contest against St. Cecilia. 23-20 is the score. Next shot is up there. Rattles out there. No good. Rebound Hawks. So the Hawkettes with the basketball. Morgan Nicola gets it away. Now to Claire Hamburger. Now to Sandra Farmer. Into the offensive zone here. Claire Hamburger has got the ball. Down to Carly Wright. There's a pass down to Farmer. She brings it back out into 3 points here. It's way. They work on her back around the perimeter. There's a Sheehy with the ball. High right side. Sheehy being attacked out here by Rathke. Down over to Carly Wright. She puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Tries to cut it down the lane. And a bounce pass is out of bounds. Farmer was going the opposite way. And he threw it out of bounds. A turnover on St. Cecilia. 7 turnovers in the Hawkettes in the ballgame. 23-20 to score. Grand Island Northwest has got a 3-point lead over the undefeated St. Cecilia Hawkettes here tonight. Sorahan has got the ball. Sorahan on the wing on the right side. Entry pass to get it to Keiser. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Brown. Offensive board there from Mackenzie Brown. Dribbles to the far sideline. Mackenzie Brown picks up the dribble. Two-handed pass comes over here to Rathke. Down in the corner. Long-range jumper is put up there by Plocky. No good. Rebound by Sheehy. Sheehy has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Gets into the hands of Hamburger. Running back the other way to Farmer. Farmer has got it. Now she retreats back out here in the three-point territory. Hamburger moves over here on the right wing to Nicola. Now to Hamburger. Shot is up there and in. Claire Hamburger scores for St. Cecilia on the assist from Morgan Nicola. Hawkins are back to within 1 point, 23-22. Here's Northwest with the ball. Sorahan drives the baseline. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Picked up by Keiser. Nice block there by Nick. Back outside. Brown for three. Shot no good. Keiser's going to chase down the rebound. Keiser's pass is going to be over the head of Brown. It's going to go out of bounds. So Northwest getting second and third chances at the bucket there. And this time they turn it away as Keiser throws the ball over the head of Mackenzie Brown, and St. Cecilia will come back now with a chance to pull ahead. Hawkins are down by a point, 23-22. 4 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Nicola's got the ball in the high post, right at the free throw line. Out to Farmer for three. Shot's going to be an air ball. Rebound comes down to Brown. Long pass down to four. They get it down here to Sorahan. Drive, shoots, and scores. Erin Sorahan scores. She's got 6 points in the ball game. The assist to Mackenzie Brown. 25-22. Hawkins are down by 3 points. Nicola with the ball. Nicola goes over to little Sheehy. High left side to Hamburger. Now will try the right side with the ball on the wing. It's going to be Carly Wright. Picked up by Mackenzie Brown. Her pass deflected by Brown. Picked up by Morgan Nicola. Nicola over to Farmer. She holds the ball. High left side. Down in the corner. Now to Hamburger. Hamburger puts it on the floor and dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Down in the corner. Carly Wright has got it having problems with it. And Brown steals the ball. Mackenzie Brown steals the ball away, and here come the Vikings again with it. Brown dribbles down the right side of the lane, throws up an off-balance shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Nicola. Morgan Nicola's got it, and now it goes John Kyle, wants to call a timeout. 3 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia going toe-to-toe with the Grand Island Northwest Vikings here tonight. 3:39 to play in quarter number three. It's Grand Island Northwest 25, St. Cecilia 22.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
So it's 20-17 at halftime in favor of Grand Island Northwest. Now 25-22. Vikings have a 3-point lead with 3 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia hanging right with the Vikings here tonight. Grand Island Northwest, the defending Class B state champs, ranked number 2 this week in the Lincoln Journal Star poll behind Norris, the team that beat him in the second game of the season. St. Cecilia is currently 9-0. They are ranked number 3 in Class C2. These two teams squaring off here at the Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island tonight. 25-22 is the score. Farmer lobs the ball down in the corner as Grand Island Northwest has gone to a zone defense. Farmer dribble penetration, bounce pass to C here, shot no good. Offensive rebound comes down to the Hawkins. Hamburger has got the ball. Hamburger comes back out here to a Farmer. Ball against McKenzie Brown. Brown pokes the ball loose into the backcourt and is going to be picked up by McKenzie. St. Cecilia turns it away. Here come the Vikings. McKenzie Brown with the ball, dribbling left side of the lane. Pass is going to be down on the baseline, picked up by Plocky. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Plocky tried to save it, but right into the hands of a St. Cecilia Hawkettes. Here come the Hawkettes back into their offensive zone. With the basketball there is going to be Carly Wright. Bounce pass to the near sideline. Entry pass down low to Nikola. Shot good. Morgan Nikola on the right baseline, a little five-footer. Nicholas now got 8 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia within 1 point now. 25-24 late in this third quarter. 2:35 to play. McKenzie Brown with the ball. Now picked up by Claire Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Brown comes over here to a Shelby, Shelby Shocker. The Grand Island Northwest throws up a three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Ball is chased down in the corner by St. Cecilia. Claire Hamburger has got the rebound for the Hawkettes. St. Cecilia can pull ahead here with a successful field goal. Sandra Farmer has got it over here on the right side. Lob pass. They get it to Nikola. Out of the far sideline, Sheehy for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Katie Plocky for Grand Island Northwest. Out to McKenzie Brown. Brown dribbles behind her back. Brings it into the offensive zone. Now hops behind the three-point circle. Sends it inside to Keezer. Now back outside to a Shocker. Holds the ball. She's open. Takes the three. Misses the three. Rebound Shocker. Shelby brings her down here for Northwest. Having problems with it now against Farmer. Shocker now gets into the hands of McKenzie Brown. Picked up by Hamburger. Spins against Brown. Goes for the hole. Her shot is going to be good, but it won't count. A traveling violation. McKenzie Brown is whistled for the traveling violation. Coming into the ball game now is going to be Aaron Schleicher for Grand Island Northwest. Going out is going to be Kennedy Keezer. 1:40 to play here in the third quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia down to Grand Island Northwest, 25-24. Hawkins out of the ball. There's a Chandra Farmer. Farmer gets it to Hamburger out here in three-point territory. Hamburger sets up the offense. There's a feed on the wing to Carly Wright. Nikola wide open, top of the key, three-pointer, short, no good. Rebound, McKenzie Brown for Grand Island Northwest. McKenzie Brown brings the ball up now for the Vikings, races it back against Hamburger, stops to the top of the three-point circle, shot good. McKenzie Brown scores. She's now got 12 points in the ball game. And now Grand Island Northwest head coach Mike Herzberg wants to call a timeout. 1 minute, 11 seconds to play here in this third quarter. This timeout is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. You can call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
28-24 is the score. Grand Island Northwest has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Girls high school basketball. We got the boys game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. 11-10, St. Cecilia at the end of the first quarter, 20-17 in favor of Northwest at halftime. Now 28-24, Vikings have the lead, but St. Cecilia's got the ball. There's a Carly Wright with it now. Carly Wright brings it across the 10-second line for the Hawkettes. Gets it in the hands of Farmer. Two-handed pass comes over on the right side to Schwenka, who's into the ball game now. Nikola, top of the circle. Over to Hamburger on the wing on the left side. Here comes the Farmer at the top of the key now. For St. Cecilia, fakes, now the ball swatted loose. Farmer picks her back up, gets it down to Hamburger, trying to drive the ball, brings it to the right side, on the dribble. Hamburger to Nikola. Down the left wing is going to be Maddie Schwenka with the ball. Schwenka comes out to Farmer, top of the key. Right side of the wing, Carly Wright. Gets around a defender. That's Brown driving for the hole. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up. Her shot no good. She misses two at point blank range there. And the rebound comes down to Grand Island Northwest with 25 seconds to play in the third quarter. Sorahan has got the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Picked up by Farmer. Pass out on top is intercepted. Foul is going to be called. Ball is intercepted by Carly Wright. And she is fouled into play here by Grand Island Northwest. So Carly Wright gets the steal, the interception. The foul is going to be called here on Katie Plocky, and that's going to be her first. There comes Rathke back into the ball game now for Northwest. Coming out is going to be Shelby Shocker. We have 15 seconds to go now as St. Cecilia brings the ball to their offensive zone. 28-24 is the score. We're in this third period of play. Driving the baseline is Nicola. She goes for the rack, and she's going to be fouled into play. Nicola is fouled into play here. It's going to go on Aaron Schleicher picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your first team foul number three on the Vikings. This will be a shooting foul as Morgan Nicola will go to the free throw line. Nicola with 8 points so far in the ball game. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He's now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia shot 9 free throws there tonight. They've converted on just 3. That's a 4-point deficit right now at 28-24. Morgan Nicola will have one more. The shot's off of the right side. No good. So the free throw woes continue, and the rebound comes down to Plocky. Plocky now to Brown. She throws up a shot at the buzzer. It's no good, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. 3 quarters in the books tonight in girls high school basketball from the Rosencrantz Gym. The score is Grand Island Northwest 28, Hastings St. Cecilia 24. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley, express delivery, and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents.
And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we head to the fourth and final quarter here. It's 28-24. Hastings St. Cecilia is trailing by 4 points. There's a pass down on the baseline, and his shot is up and in. Mackenzie Brown scoring there for Grand Island Northwest on the assist from Sorahan. Brown has now got 14 points in the ballgame, 30-24. Hastings St. Cecilia is trailing here in the ballgame. There's a shot that's going to be up there no good by Schwenken. The rebound comes down to Grand Island Northwest. Mackenzie Brown back on the dribble now for the Vikings as her pocket pick from behind. Maddie Schwenken knocks the ball loose. The 10th turnover on Grand Island Northwest. Here's Hamburger for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Brown, and she's fouled into play. Mackenzie Brown is fouled into play here by St. Cecilia. The personal is going to go on Sheehy. That's going to be your third. That's going to be team foul number 2 on St. Cecilia. Team foul number 3 on Grand Island Northwest. At least they got 3 team fouls up on the board here. In the fourth quarter, 30-24 is the score. St. Cecilia down by 6 points. Rathke's got the ball deep in the left corner on the left side. Picked up there by Schwenke of St. Cecilia. Rathke on the dribble brings it up high on the block now. Out here in 3-point territory. Out to Plocky at the top of the key. Picked up there by Sheehy. Sends the ball inside. It's Mackenzie Brown twisting and turning. Her shot is up there no good. The ball poked out. Brown grabs it. Brown down to Plocky to the right sideline. Sorahan for three. Shot is up there, no good. Again, another offensive rebound, but unable to save it. Oh, there's going to be Rathke. The St. Cecilia will play things in. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Carly Wright. Going out is going to be Claire Hamburger. St. Cecilia will play undefeated Minden coming up on Thursday night. We'll have the doubleheader for you on the breeze. KOIQ 94.5 beginning for the pregame show at about 5:45, St. Cecilia playing Minden on Thursday night. Here's Sheehy with the ball. Comes across the top, Morgan Nicola. Grand Island Northwest in a man-to-man defense. Nicola with the ball inside the free throw circle. Throws it over here to Sheehy. Shot for three is up there, no good. And Brown grabs the rebound. Grand Island Northwest doing the job on the boards here. both offensively and defensively against St. Cecilia tonight. Mackenzie Brown from a long three. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Morgan Nicola. So a long three-pointer put up there by Mackenzie Brown on that possession would not go. And St. Cecilia has the ball back now with a six-point deficit to make up. We're at the six-minute mark of this fourth quarter. Here's Morgan Nicola driving it down the lane. Her scoop shot is up there, no good. Rebound Keezer. Keezer has got the ball, now to Brown. Right-handed dribble, and she comes back the other way for Grand Island Northwest, back in their offensive zone. St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense. Here's Hannah Rathke with the ball. High right side, picked up by St. Cecilia's Schwenka. She circles around, now loses control of the ball down the lane. The ball's going to be picked up here by St. Cecilia. She has got it, and now we got a timeout called from the Hawkettes here on the near sideline. St. Cecilia wants to talk things over with 5 minutes and 32 seconds to play. In the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Grand Island Northwest 30, Hastings St. Cecilia 24.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings, and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 5 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 30-24. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing in the ball game. Hawkins have the ball back their offensive zone. They get it to Nicola at the elbow. Tries to drive it down the right side of the lane. The ball poked loose. Brown had it. Now we got a foul called. A personal foul is going to be called down here on Claire Hamburger, fighting for that loose ball down there with Mackenzie Brown. Hamburger picks up her second. Team foul number 3 on the Hawkettes. So to be the Vikings playing things in, Mackenzie Brown will bring things up now for GI Northwest as she trots it across the midcourt stripe here. Mackenzie Brown around the screen. Moves it to the left side of the floor down to Rathke. Rathke puts it on the floor and dribbles out here and hands it away to Shocker. Shocker has her pocket picked here by Carly Wright. The ball's poked into the backcourt. Wright grabs the ball, and now we got a contact made, foul called. Shelby Shocker picks up her third personal foul. So Northwest turning the ball away there as Carly Wright got the steal for St. Cecilia. Now Wright has the ball down here in the baseline. Carly Wright dribbles once, gives it to Claire Hamburger. Hamburger here at the top of the three-point circle. Two-handed pass comes out to Farmer. She holds the ball. There's an entry pass to Nicola down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Nicola knocked down. No foul called. Shocker grabs the rebound. Down to Mackenzie Brown. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Drives it down the lane. Her shot is up and in. Mackenzie Brown now with 16 points in the ball game. Here comes the Hawkettes back quickly. Nicola from the baseline. Her shot is up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up and in. Larry Hamburger, Johnny on the spot there. Grabs the offensive board and a putback. She's got 13 in the ball game tonight. Had 14 the other day in St. Cecilia's 38-20 win over Lincoln Christian. There's a shot by Brown that's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down here to St. Cecilia. Carly Wright with a rebound. So it's 32-26. The Hawkettes trailing by 6 points in the contest. Nearing 4 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. There's a Carly Wright with a high left side down to Nicola. Down in the right corner, a three-pointer put up there by Hamburger that's up and in. Claire Hamburger now with 16 in the ball game, and the Hawkettes are back to within 3, and now Northwest wants to call a timeout. Grand Island Northwest calls a timeout as the Hawkettes are within 3 points now here in the fourth quarter of play. 3:57 left. In the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Northwest 32, St. Cecilia 29.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 3 minutes and 57 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. 32-29, Hastings St. Cecilia down by 3 points. We got the boys' game between these two schools coming up at about 7:30 or so tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings St. Cecilia down by 3 points. It'll be Northwest inbounding the ball here. Right in front of the St. Cecilia bench, just to our left here on the near sideline. It's going to be Shocker with the ball. Shelby Shocker brings it into the offensive zone. Sorahan for three. Shot good. Big, big bucket there by Erin Sorahan for Northwest. She cans it. She's now got 9 points in the ball game. 35-29. Sorahan hits a big three for the Vikings. Sheehy has got it. Now to Hamburger around the Sheehy screen. Top of the key. That's her right with the ball to Sheehy. Entry pass to Nicola. Kicks it back out. Hamburger for three. Shot rims off. No good. Rebound comes out of Plocky. Katie Plocky has got the ball for Northwest here in backcourt. Dribbling the ball up the floor now against Carly Wright. There's a pass to Shocker. She drives, shoots, and scores. Chubby Shocker scores. That's her first field goal of the ball game, and bam, just like that, 37-29. Grand Island Northwest with the lead. Farmer has got the ball at the top of the key. Sandra Farmer's got to get rid of it. Now she does. They get it in the lane there to Carly Wright. Now down on the baseline to Nicola. Contact made. Traveling violation. Traveling violation on St. Cecilia. Now got him with 10 turnovers here in the ball game. Into the ball game for St. Cecilia. Well, let's see. We're going to have a timeout called here. Don Kyle now wants to call a timeout. Brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. 3 minutes to play in the game. It's now Northwest 37, St. Cecilia 29.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
All right, tomorrow night we'll be at Lynn Farrell Arena, the Osborne Sports Complex. Midland University going to be in town to take on Hastings College in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. 5:45 for the pregame show. Women's game will start at 6 o'clock with the guys to follow at 8 o'clock. Midland and Hastings coming up tomorrow night on 1230 KHAS. 37-29, St. Cecilia had cut the gap down to 3 points at 32-29, but a 3 and a 2, and bam, just like that, it's a 8-point ball game here at 37-29. Northwest will play the ball in. Keyser has got it. Keyser gets back to Sorahan. Now to Mackenzie Brown, who comes into the offensive zone. She's got 16 points in the ball game tonight for Grand Island Northwest. Mackenzie Brown hands it away, spins in the lane, now has to get rid of it. She does. Plocky drives the baseline and scores. Katie Plocky scoring there on the assist from Mackenzie Brown. And it's a 10-point ball game now at 39-29. We've got 2:36 to play here in this fourth quarter. Here's Morgan Nicola with the ball. Out on top now to Claire Hamburger. Hamburger around to Nicola's screen. Gives it over to Sheehy for three. Shot's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Plocky. Pass down the right sideline with the ball. There is Mackenzie Brown dribbling with the ball, eluding a couple of defenders. Brings it down to the center of the floor. Now, there's Sorahan with it. Free throw line extended right side out to Rathke. Back to Sorahan. Now to Keyser. Shot up there, no good, but she's fouled in the play. A foul here we go on St. Cecilia. They're going to give this one to Claire Hamburger. That's going to be her third. So St. Cecilia in some trouble here with 2 minutes and 8 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Going to the free throw line is going to be Keyser. Keyser's got 7 points in the ball game, and she still has seven. As the free throw is going to be missed, it's going to be short. Kennedy Keyser will have one more. 39-29. A 7-0 run here for GI Northwest. Second shot's going to be up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Morgan Nicola. Nicola gets away, now to Sheehy. Sheehy back out to Nicola out here in 3-point territory. Nicola will set things up. Morgan hands the ball away. That's Farmer with the ball. Farmer trying to get away. Goes over there on the left side now to Akali right down at the baseline. The ball is Nicholas. Circles around. Cuts it down the lane. Nice pass down to Sheehy. Shots up and in. Well, Sheehy scoring there. That's her first field goal of the ball game. That's now a 39-31 game in favor of GI Northwest with 1:40 to play. Here's Mackenzie Brown with the ball. Brown goes over to Katie Plocky. She holds it over there. High right side. Plocky dribbles to the free throw line. Gives it up now to Brown. Northwest going to be in no hurry to throw up anything here. They've got an 8-point lead, 39-31. Brown down the lane against Hamburger. Shot up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Nicola. Morgan Nicola, long pass down the floor to Carly Wright. Goes to Farmer. Farmer dribbles down in the corner. That pass was a little bit too long, but St. Cecilia keeps it from going out of bounds, and then we got a foul called. The pass down the floor was a little bit too long, but St. Cecilia saves it from going out of bounds. The personal foul went on Aaron Sorahan for Northwest. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 5 in the Vikings. St. Cecilia will play things in now with 1:06 to play. Down in the corner, Carly Wright's got the ball. Carly comes out here to see here. Pass is going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by Brown. She drives, shoots, and misses the layup. Rebound comes down to Morgan Nicholas. St. Cecilia maybe got away with a little push from behind there. Here's Nicola back the other way. Her shot in the lane is going to be an air ball. But that one is going to be deflected out of her hands out of bounds. And St. Cecilia will play things in. 39-31 to score. Now John Kyle wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia calls a timeout here with 49.1 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Northwest 39, St. Cecilia 31.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings St. Cecilia is within 8 points here at 39-31, 49.1 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, St. Cecilia will inbound the ball, baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it in here. They get it to Carly Wright, and she's fouling the play. Wright right in front of the basket there. Goes up with a shot, and she was hammered on the play here by Grand Island Northwest. Anna Rathke picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 6 on GI Northwest. Going to the free throw line will be Wright for 2. Shot is up there. The shot no good. That's the first free throw toss of the night for Carly Wright. She's got 2 points in the ball game. So a 39-31 ball game. GI Northwest with a lead over St. Cecilia. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. Nicola pokes the ball, but it's going to be picked up here by Katie Plocky. So two crucial misses by Carly Wright from the free throw line. 39-31. The Hawkettes down by 8 points. And now getting hit in the chops there. Carly Wright got into Katie Plocky out here near the 10-second line. Personal foul goes on Wright. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 5 on the Hawkettes. Non-shooting foul, so Northwest will play things in. Here in front of the scorer's table on the near sideline, 39-31 is the score. In the fourth quarter, Mackenzie Brown has gone, and she's going to be fouled in the play. Fouled by Claire Hamburger, that's going to be her fourth. So four fouls now on Claire Hamburger. Katie Plocky will inbound the ball now to Mackenzie Brown. Mackenzie Brown brings it into the offensive zone here for GI Northwest, and she's going to be fouled in the play. Mackenzie Brown fouled by Carly Wright. That's going to be the third foul on Carly Wright. Now that's going to be the 17th foul on Hastings St. Cecilia. That's going to send Mackenzie Brown to the free throw line. Brown has got 16 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there. It's good. Mackenzie Brown now 3 out of 3 on free throws. She's got 10 points here in the second half as she has one more. It's up there. Good. As back to a 10-point lead here for GI Northwest at 41-31. St. Cecilia back with the ball. Schwenke on the high right side. Comes out to Nicola. Nicola thought about the three. Dribbles to her right. Now throws up the three ball. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound Brown. Mackenzie Brown has got the ball here in backcourt with 11 seconds to play. Mackenzie Brown brings it into the forecourt. That's going to be about all she wrote here. Mackenzie Brown is dribbling with the ball. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Mackenzie Brown is going to end the ball game as Grand Island Northwest is going to pick up a 10-point win here tonight over Hastings St. Cecilia. So the Hawkettes led by 1 at the end of the first quarter, 11-10, but did not lead again here in this basketball game as Grand Island Northwest goes on to beat Hastings St. Cecilia tonight in girls high school basketball, 41-31. That's the first loss of the season for Hastings St. Cecilia. They will drop to 9 wins and 1 loss. And now, for their efforts, they will get to see the state's number one ranked team and an undefeated team on Thursday night when they take on Minden. Back at the Chapman Gymnasium, Grand Island Northwest, they now improve to 11 wins and 1 loss on the season. In the score in our girls' ball game here tonight from the Rosencrantz Gym, Grand Island Northwest 41, Hastings St. Cecilia 31. Back with a recap after this.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
I was in the hospital as a small child, probably about 10 years old. And I remember one particular nurse named Miss Lemon. She just took such good care of me. It really molded my idea of what a nurse should be, and that's what I wanted to do. I've spent about 44 years at Mary Lanning. I love the change, I love the challenge, I love the career itself. Since I've been ill, I've used almost every department of the hospital. It has really enhanced my feeling of wanting to do more for people because more has been done for me. I have so much support from so many people here in the hospital. That really has been an inspiration to me. I'm Dorothy Streff, clinical manager of home care and hospice.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
So Grand Island Northwest picks up the win here tonight in girls high school basketball. The final score of 41-31. Facing St. Cecilia now 9-1 on the season. They'll get ready for Minden. Coming up on Thursday, Grand Island Northwest, they improved to 11 wins and one loss. Vikings scored the first 5 points of the ball game here tonight. Northwest leading again at 7-2 and 8-3, 5-point lead. St. Cecilia then knocking down a couple of three-pointers. They grabbed the lead at 9-8 with a minute and 40 seconds to play in the first quarter. Hawkins' biggest lead of the ball game was at 3 points at 11-8. Northwest hitting a shot at the end of the first quarter to make an 11-10 ball game. Then open up the second quarter going on an 8-1 run. The lead by a score of 18-12. St. Cecilia closed the gap again to 3 points at 20-17. St. Cecilia trailed 28-24 after three quarters. Pulled within 3 points at 32-29 with 3:57 to play in the ball game. But then Grand Island Northwest, they score the next 7 points of the contest to grab a 10-point lead, 39-29. And that's the way we end, a 10-point advantage for GI Northwest. They win tonight by a score of 41-31. Mackenzie Brown leading the way for Grand Island Northwest tonight. She had 18 points in the ball game. Brown, she knocks down a couple of 3-point field goal attempts here in this ball game tonight. Had 4 2-point field goals and was 4 of 4 from the free throw line. So Mackenzie Brown, she scores 18 points. She was the only player in double figures tonight for the Vikings. The other scorer is Erin Sorahan. She had 1 3-pointer and she had 3 2-point field goals. Sorahan had 9 points. Kennedy Keezer, she had 3 field goals and she was 1 out of 4 from the free throw line for 7. Katie Plocky, who held to just a couple of field goals and 4 points tonight. Shelby Shocker had a field goal for 2, and Aaron Schleicher 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. Grand Island Northwest 6 out of 10 from the free throw line tonight, unofficially 12 turnovers in the basketball game. Claire Hamburger led the way for Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. Hamburger knocks down 2 3-pointers in the ball game. She had 4 2-point field goals, and she was 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. So Claire Hamburger scoring 16 to lead the way tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. She was the only Hawkette in double figures tonight. Morgan Nicola, she had 8 points. Nicola had a 3 and a couple of 2-point field goals, and she was 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. Nobody else got much done here in the ballgame tonight offensively. Chandra Farmer had just 3 points tonight on a 3-pointer. Charlie Wright had a field goal, and she was 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. She had 2 points, and Lil Sheehy, she had a field goal and 2 points tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. So the Hawkins, they knew it was going to be a tough week, and they get off to a not-so-good beginning here as they lose to Grand Island Northwest tonight by a score of 41-31. So next up for St. Cecilia will be 3 undefeated teams. Minden on Thursday, Kearney Catholic on Saturday, and the next Thursday, Hastings St. Cecilia will be on the road playing at Friend. So three undefeated teams after you get done playing the Class B defending state champs, a team that has one loss this year. They lose by 10 to begin this little mini run here. In the middle part of their schedule, as St. Cecilia drops one tonight to Grand Island Northwest by the score of 41-31. We got the boys game coming up here in just a little bit here on 1230 KHIS. We got Kevin Asher standing by. He's the head coach for the St. Cecilia boys basketball team. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.